Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we investigate the book of 2 Timothy and discover powerful truths about mentorship from a father-to-son perspective. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, each and every one of you, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Appreciate your love for the Lord, your love for the Bible, and your willingness to spend some time with us every day. We are in 2 Timothy chapter 2. If you want to find your place and follow along, we'll begin reading at verse 5. In the context of Timothy, be strong. Timothy, endure. Timothy, please Jesus, your commanding officer. And then in verse 5, if a man also strive for masteries. So Caleb, good to have you back. In verses 2 through 4, the overarching metaphor is that of a soldier. But now we're kind of switching and going to an athlete.
Right, yeah. And you'll see that a couple of times throughout Paul's ministry, he uses examples of athletes and competition. And so he says, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So somebody in competition who is going for that crown, for that trophy, for the victory, he's not going to be given the reward unless he does so according to the rules.
And the rules, we think about rules, like we can give illustration after illustration, Caleb, I know you can, about championships that were blown or games that were lost because somebody broke the rules, didn't step on first base, or you know that touchdown was called back because of offensive holding, or just there's so many famous cases of or medals that were stripped. I think about some of the Olympic athletes whose medals were stripped because they found out later they were doping, or Lance Armstrong, the Tour de France.
Yeah, there's so many. I always think of the one, Chris Webber, when he called the timeout in the Fab Five. You know, they were out of timeouts. It was a technical. But there's so many examples of people who ended up, they were so close, yet they were so far because it wasn't according to the rules.
Paul spends a lot of time on this particular example at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. But he says, you know, I want to so run that ye may obtain, he said. You know, I fight not as one that beats the air. I'm not shadow boxing. You know, I'm in a real fight. I'm in a real race. But then he said this, and I keep under my body. In other words, I keep my body under subjection. In living for the Lord, I'm guarding my flesh. I'm staying submitted to the Spirit. And then he gave the reason. Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, castaway is more than, you know, Tom Hanks being on a desert island, okay? Castaway in the Bible is the word adakamas. Ah means no or without, and dakamas means approval, without approval. In other words, I don't want to stand disapproved in front of the Lord one day because I did the right things or expended all this energy or kept this crazy schedule, but I cheated. I cheated. Even now, we have read with disappointment the ministry of Rabbi Zacharias.
Yeah.
And what a champion of Bible apologetics he was for so many years, a man whom I greatly respected. And now to see all of this information come out to say, double life, he was not keeping under his body, it disqualifies his testimony. Not doesn't disqualify the truth.
Right.
But it does damage, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's reading that recently, it has been disappointing to hear that. But what Paul, like you said, he was saying, hey, I want to be able to go through life, and I'm striving for the gospel, and I'm guarding it, and I'm not ashamed of it, but I also need to make sure that what I'm doing for the right reason. I'm doing it God's way. I'm not just trying to do it my way. And I'm not doing it just for me or to see the accolades I can get out of it or the recognition, or for my own selfish motives or what can I gain from other people. But I need to do it for God by God's rules.
So think about just from a mentorship perspective, some of what we've learned over the last couple of episodes. So when it comes to a soldier, hey, don't quit. Stay focused. Please God. Make that your motivation. Obey your commanding officer. And then when it comes to the metaphor of an athlete, play to win. Strive. Mm-hmm. But play by the rules.
Yeah.
So, and they're not mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. Now look at verse 6, where the Bible introduces yet another illustration, metaphor, analogy. Verse 6, the husbandman. So we would say today the farmer,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. So that's interesting. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. So how does that apply? You're looking at me, okay?
It's a little interesting.
Yeah, so the way I look at it is the farmer, first of all, what is the verb? The verb is he labors.
Yeah.
So again, we see Timothy fight hard, play hard, work hard.
Yeah.
You see that theme carried through each one of these analogies. But then I think the Apostle Paul is offering a little bit of incentive here because the husbandman that labors must be first partaker of the fruits. In other words, there is a reward in preaching, teaching, loving, serving. Mm. There's a reward because we are not just dispensers of the truth, but we are partakers of that truth.
Yeah.
So as we labor to give to others, we are also being blessed of the Lord in the very labor that we're expending.
Right. Yeah. If you haven't yet understood what he just said, you just think about the last time you went to prepare a lesson or a sermon or something like that for a class, and you'll end up seeing that God and the Holy Spirit does a work in your own heart before you even preach or teach that lesson or, you know, whatever it is that God laid on your heart. It ends up, or you might say, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go witness to people. And you think, oh, I'm doing something good for them. But at the end of the day, it's like, no, I was the one that was blessed. I love that truth.
Those are great illustrations. I was thinking, you know, as we've done big church events over the years, I'm thinking back in Pennsylvania for years, we did a huge youth rally called Powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And hundreds of our church family would volunteer for these events. And then at the end of the day, you'd have these invitations where the preacher would preach, and now he's calling for people to make decisions based upon the Word of God. And what was very interesting to me is the invitation was a lot more impactful in the lives of people that had served at the conference. Mm-hmm. Teenagers that had given themselves for weeks to pray for, to prepare for, to work in that conference. And I think that's the point. The point is that as you work for the Lord, you are blessed in that way first. Mm. I have noticed recently, Caleb, that you have taken on some cooking responsibilities.
I have been.
You have become quite the startup chef. And so I guess you could speak to this better than I can because I'm still at the peanut butter, toasted peanut butter stage.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. And I actually do an incredible job. An amazing. Matter of fact, I have a YouTube video about how to make a proper peanut butter sandwich. But I digress. But, you know, as you cook something, there's a certain pleasure you have sitting at the table eating that meal that others don't have.
Right. Yeah. It's just knowing the work that went into that or the creativity or the time and effort It makes it that much more satisfactory as you're eating it, but also seeing others enjoy what you have prepared.
There's hard work in serving Jesus, but it's valued work and it's satisfying work. Hmm. And I think that's those are some principles that we can extrapolate from all three of these metaphors, whether it be a soldier or an athlete or a farmer. Hey, give yourselves entirely to the task at hand. Do it for the Lord, but then realize that that serving is its own reward.
Yeah, it really is. And it's if you ever have done a ministry that is not getting something in return, whether it's for a nursing home or for widows or a bus ministry or anything like that, you know those things to be true. That in serving God, you will be blessed as you are blessing to others.
I like how, and we'll kind of end with this for this episode, but I like what the Apostle Paul says in verse 7. Consider what I say. Timothy, I know I'm offloading a lot of information into your life right now, but Timothy, take some time and think about this. Consider what I say, and the Lord give the understanding in all things. At the end of the day, as mentors, as preachers, I know, Caleb, your end goal is really to start and pastor a church for the rest of your life, and what a noble goal that is. Sometimes if we're not careful, though, we will put too much responsibility on ourselves. Like, why aren't people getting this?
Yeah.
You know, I'm preaching this. I even had this fancy outline. Mm-hmm. I used this PowerPoint illustration.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's the Lord that has to do that work of illumination in a person's heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Paul do? Paul does his part. That is, he teaches the word. Then he says, Timothy, you do your part. And that is, think about what I've said. But ultimately, I'm asking the Lord to do his part. And his part is to give the understanding.
That's so good. Yeah, I love that. And it's it can be easy to be frustrated sometimes when you don't see the results or the goals that you've placed for yourself. But the whole time, there is the power of God, his Holy Spirit. He's working in and through you, in and through his word, and in and through the hearts of other people as well. And when he reaps that reward, you'll see that blessing and you'll be blessed.
Think about that, my friends, the next time you sit in a service at church or a Bible study, that there are three things going on, three people at work. There's the preacher doing his job. There's the listener. You ought to be doing your job at zoning in. Get off the text. Quit checking your Facebook status, okay? Listen to the message. Consider it. But then there's the Lord. And the Lord's Amen. Doing his job, doing that inside work that only his Holy Spirit can do. Well, I hope that helps today, my friends. And I hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.